research shows that inhaling secondhand smoke increases your risk of lung cancer. But is it the carcinogens found in tobacco or the smoke itself that's the issue? This week on WRVO's health and wellness show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Dr. Norman Edelman, a senior scientific advisor with the American Lung Association, about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Let's talk about smoke first. What is smoke?
Well, smoke is the product of combustion. It's the product of burning something. It's very, very complex. The thing we worry about most is the fine particulate matter, which is the same thing we worry about in air pollution. But there are lots of other things to worry about in smoke. For example, cigarette smoke has formaldehyde, which we know causes cancer.
And what about vaporizing it? Is that as harmful?
Well, that's a big concern of the American Lung Association. So it's quite clear that the people who market e-cigarettes are aiming at the teenage market. What we're concerned about is that these youngsters will be addicted to nicotine and then go on to use conventional tobacco products. And there's evidence of that. So recent evidence shows that among teenagers who use e-cigarettes, there's not less use of ordinary cigarettes. There's actually the same amount or even more use of ordinary burnt cigarettes.
Now, when we talk about secondhand smoke, are we referring to the smoke that fills a room when a cigarette or other thing is burning? Or is it also the smoke that is exhaled?
It's both. Composition is different. But in general, in terms of epidemiologic studies, we treat them as the same thing.
Is there then also fine particulate matter if there is a lingering smoke or tobacco odor in the air? Does that pose any risk?
Well, now you're talking about what people call third-hand smoke. And the evidence is increasing that third-hand smoke is not totally benign. So if you walk into a room where there's been a couple of smokers and they've left the room, you can still smell the smoke. It's in the drapery, in the rug, in the fabric of the chairs. And it's clear now that third-hand smoke is not totally benign. Certainly for people who are sensitive to the odor of cigarette smoke, it's a trigger. So there are lots and lots of patients with asthma whose asthma is readily triggered by a whiff of cigarette smoke, whether they inhale it themselves, whether it's secondhand smoke, or whether it's thirdhand smoke.
Can secondhand smoke cause lung cancer and other diseases?
Secondhand smoke is dangerous, and secondhand smoke causes a raft of health problems. In adults, it's been proven to cause lung cancer. It's been proven to cause heart attacks and death from heart attacks. And it's been proven to cause strokes. In children, it causes infection, ear infection, respiratory infection.
So is it the intensity of the secondhand smoke or the length of the exposure that has the biggest impact?
In general, when we consider the toxicity of a substance, we divide it into different categories based on the time involved. So there are acute effects of breathing in smoke, and then we talk about the long-term effects, and we include in that the secondhand smoke, increased risk of lung cancer. So it's both. For the acute effects, it's the intensity. For the long-term effects, it's the duration.
That was Dr. Norman Edelman speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. You can hear more of this interview on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.